appreciate it. This has been great for me. This is my first kind of foray into the consumer rights and consumer unions-oriented groups, and it's been an interesting morning. Certainly really interesting for me to listen to kind of what's happening in the field of healthcare and thinking about the parallels in between the worlds of IT and healthcare and access to healthcare. If anybody wants any advice on how to handle Bill Gates, you guys in healthcare, I'm more than happy to to get you in touch. I'm happy to give you my thoughts. I'm happy to get in touch with Scott McNeely at Sun too. So I think it's kind of a funny thing happening there. Right, so I work for Sun Microsystems. Let me give you a little background, actually, what I do, because that'll give you some input as to why I'm here. I work on issues of IT standards and interoperability. And there's a reason I use those two words together, and I was very excited, I think, to see both of those phrases in the draft Paris Accord, too. When I use the word IT standards, I'm talking about technology specifications that can drive things that are really important to consumers. They enable things like interoperability, portability, consumer choice, innovation, and usually market efficiency as well. These things are really important to Sun because our business depends on it. That's why there's a small team of us that report directly to the CTO. Our business, unlike others, actually relies upon our products being able to interoperate and work in really heterogeneous, very, very complex systems. The easiest way for us to make our products work is to adhere to technical standards that enable interoperability, right? In some sense, IT standards are like a manufacturing input for Sun. If we were a really big company, we could go off and put 50 engineers on each little technical interface where we needed to interoperate with something else and put another 100 lawyers on that area to figure out the licensing agreement, and we could go through that and figure out all the interoperability needs that we had to address from our customers. But we aren't that big, we aren't that rich. The easiest thing for us to do is to look to the world of IT standards, things like coming out of the IETF that the Herald worked with, and to use those, again, like I said, as inputs. The reason I'm here today is to talk to you, consumer unions here, because we are really concerned that the world of IT standards, and believe it or not, there really is a world. It's this whole little arcane world of techies and a few public policy people, not enough, I wish there were more, talking about technology things. But we really fear that it's heading for a crash. And there are some real problems with quality and real problems with quality, basically. I'll just leave it at that. And one of the biggest issues that we have is that IT standards are, like Harold pointed out just before me, becoming really grossly overburdened with patents, with intellectual property, copyright, but patents and patent applications are our biggest concern right now with that. We're very worried that this is kind of fragmenting the market and that we're seeing larger regional balkanization, if you will, and that's to the detriment of innovation, that's to the detriment of market efficiency, and that's certainly to the detriment of consumers. Just like right now with DVDs, there's regional encoding on DVDs, not for any sort of technical reason whatsoever, purely just to support some proprietary business models and to enable some particular methods of control that isn't necessarily good for consumers. We're concerned that same thing is going to happen in the world of the greater technology. And it's confusing and it's complex. Like Harold said earlier, you know, one patent, not the biggest deal. You know, you can work around it. One standard with one patent, we can work around it. But there are going to be thousands, if not millions, of standards, increasing in complexity as our networks and how we interact and interoperate with products or technology products increases. And as these networks converge, right, telephony and telecommunications and the internet and healthcare and all the personal devices that you're going to have and so on, so forth, right? So Sun has done a lot of work to try to remedy the situation. We've really focused a lot in the past few years just specifically on these standards organizations and trying to change the way they look at the quality of their work and particularly on how they handle issues of intellectual property. we've had some successes, and I call upon you, and I'm soliciting input and thoughts and all sorts of ideas on how we can extend these successes. But it's been really limited. There's a lot of money to be made if you hold a control point on a standard interface, right, on a standard technology. An analogy I use, and it's maybe not the best, but it's the one that's kind of stuck in my head here, and I think everybody here really, I mean, understands this. I probably don't need to go through it, but if you had the choice of having a patent, say, on a plug that goes into an electrical socket, or if you had a choice between having a patent on that or, say, an engine or a hair dryer or whatever else it may be that's on the back end of that plug, what would you choose? Right. You would choose to have a patent on that plug. Because everything, no matter what it is, it's a hair dryer, it's an electric toy, it's a washer and dryer, every little engine on the end of that is going to have to go through your plug, right? So more and more companies are looking at the interfaces required for interoperability and building patent portfolios around that so they can control the market of the direction, the direction of the market, rather. We're concerned. We're deeply concerned about that. It hurts our business, and the good thing is, working at Sun, that I can also say not only does it hurt our business, but I think it hurts consumer interest too. It makes me feel good to know that working for a corporation, I'm aligning with the what I think is the public good here too. So like I said, some try to make some changes in the sphere of the standards organizations themselves, but it's not enough, and it's moving slowly. And while we've done some great work and worked with many others to do this great work, and say like the W3C standards organizations, United Nations CSAC organizations, and so on, those are just two or three of thousands of the different standards consortia out there. We've done some work in the EU around the Software Patent Directive as well, and that's kind of one of the biggest points I want to get across here, and I'm curious for input on, and I think this is something that could be included perhaps in the Paris Accord, if that is something that kind of comes together. And I promise to get off the list, lurking off the list, and actually get engaged. But some believe that the standards organizations out there and consumers need to demand, and public administrations need to demand, truly open technical standards. And by open around the law, by open we mean two main areas of being open. We mean on the creation and management of that standard. It needs to be open. It needs to be democratic, collaborative, participative. Anybody can participate, maybe at a really low fee, low cost, no high barrier to entry. The IETF is a fantastic example of that type of standard. And we also talk about open in terms of characteristics of the use of the standard. And largely by that, we mean its licensing terms. And for Sun, we believe open means no licensing fees. Matter of fact, we mean we'd like to see no license required, actually. And one of the things that we advocated for in the EU discussions around the Software Patent Directive was creating a carve-out for interoperability. So go ahead, patent. Software patents are absolutely fine. However, people may disagree, but however, in the area of interoperability, if the technology is required for interoperability, that should be an intellectual property free zone, if you will. Now, it's hard to do that, to kind of legislate that or write a law about that, to do that up front, right? How do you know a technology is going to be required for interoperability? I mean, certainly today we can look around and see all sorts of different APIs and protocols and data formats. We can make decisions around those and say these should be open, but going forward, how do you do that? What we suggested instead was that you should be able to freely reverse engineer any technology that's required for interoperability. And should it be found that your product implementation infringes upon someone's patent that's required for interoperability, you can't be sued for infringement. So if that makes sense, that's kind of a future forecasting way that we could possibly legislate to provide for interoperability and software patents at the same time. And we think this is good for consumers. This is good for the public good. We believe interoperability is really key to innovation and competition and economic